on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So you told me it wasn't worth it. You said life is too short, that you're going to regret it someday. And yesterday, I decided that you were right. I decided to finally, after months of not talking to my dad, finally give him a call. And I'm glad I did.
That's good.
I'm glad I finally did, man. And if you're one of these people that have been putting off a phone call for a long time with somebody because you know it's going to be a hard conversation, maybe this is the motivation that you need. My family and I haven't been talking for a long time. And if you're a regular listener of the show, if you guys check any part of the family, then you know that like me and my family we just have not been on good terms. There was a family trip that was planned and things just were...
A lot of miscommunication.
Miscommunication. I felt like I got left out of a family trip. This is a very long story short, but I felt like I got left out of this family trip. And because of that, I was like, you know what? Like, I just need some space from you guys, right? And last week, I found out that my dad's health has not been doing good. And that really put things in perspective for me.
Yeah, like how do you want this to go?
Like, it really, like, kind of shook things up.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it made me realize, like, holy crap. Like, am I going to let this miscommunication over a family trip possibly, like, I don't know. I think when people start to get sick, as their parents start to get older, it kind of makes you realize that, like, time is really finite.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, like, time is finite for all of us. But I think as you start to watch your parents get older, like, it really starts to, like, put it in perspective.
Well, yeah, and also it makes you ask yourself, like, what is really important?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of relationship, what kind of moments do I really want to have left with the time that I have, like, realistically?
It kind of put it in perspective for me, because a lot of you guys, once I started telling the story, were like, hey, man, like, I don't want you to regret this.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys would share stories with me, and I'm glad you did, because you were like, hey, as somebody who lost a parent and wished there were things that I could have said, or
lost anyone important. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing those stories, because it kind of put things in perspective of, like, you know, my dad's had cancer now for 27 years. And now that things, he goes through phases where it's better and things get worse. And now that things are not great for him right now, I think kind of made me realize, like, is this really that big of a deal?
Right.
Like, are my hurt feelings important? Yes, they're definitely important. But are they important enough to, like, never talk to my dad again? Like, is it worth just completely never having another conversation with my father again? And, like,
and that being that, yeah.
So yesterday I decided to call him, and my dad, you know, he's not my mom. My mom's a great communicator. You know, we can have a conversation really easy. It was a good conversation. Things were said that needed to be said, and I'll tell you this. It went a whole lot easier than I thought it was going to go.
That's good.
And I wanted to bring that up this morning, because I think that the fear of having these conversations are a million times worse than actually having the conversations.
It's also the assumption that you have of how the other person is going to react.
Totally. Yeah. Because you don't know. And what I didn't want to do is make it worse. And, like, maybe my feelings get hurt worse, or I just didn't know. I really didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I made the phone call.
Good.
And things are now, like, heading in a really good direction. And so I tell you this story because, I don't know, maybe there's somebody in your life that you're putting off. Maybe there was some drama and, like, you're like, I don't want to call that person. Or we're never going to talk again, or whatever. If it's somebody you really care about, maybe it's time to have that conversation. Maybe this motivates you to pick up the phone or send the text message, or just the question is, like, is it really worth it? And to me, with my dad, I just knew it wasn't. And yesterday I just felt like it was the day, and I'm glad I made the call. So maybe that's the motivation you need as well, because it really was nowhere near as scary and bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy for you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.